Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Pecota. Batting third. The first baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting fifth. The DH, Gerald Perry. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Eisenreich. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Steve Jeltz. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Tom Gordon. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Orsulak. Batting third. The first baseman, Randy Milligan. Batting fourth. The DH, Sam Horn. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Steve Finley. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, John Mitchell. And now, play ball. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Pecota hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Orsulak is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Orsulak takes first base on ball four. Randy Milligan batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Milligan hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Horn batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Horn takes first base on ball four. Orsulak moves to second. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Ripken hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Orioles. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Tettleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. The ball gets by McFarlane for a passed ball. Tettleton moves to second. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hewlett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Tartabull strikes out. One out. Gerald Perry batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Perry takes first base on ball four. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Finley takes first base on ball 4. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken bunts towards the mound. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. Finley moves to second. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Orsulak is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Orsulak is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Orsulak hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Orioles. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan is 0 for 1 in the game. Milligan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Orsulak throws the ball into Ripken, who tags McFarlane, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Steve Jeltz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeltz hits a fly ball into left field. Orsulak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pecota is 0 for 1 in the game. Pecota takes first base on ball 4. Seitzer moves to second. George Brett, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Seitzer moves to third. Pecota moves to second. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Horn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Horn hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ripken hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, Orioles. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tettleton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tettleton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Encarnacion now pitching. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tettleton moves to second. Steve Finley, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Finley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Finley hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tettleton moves to third. One out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 0 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tettleton scores. Hewlett moves to third. It's 8-0, Orioles. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Anderson is 0-2 in the game. Anderson strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Orsulac is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Orsulac is 1-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Orsulac hits a pop-up towards third. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Perry is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Perry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Eisenreich is 0-1 in the game. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Wilson is 0-1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Eisenreich moves to second. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 3-2. McFarlane is 1-1 in the game, with a single. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. Eisenreich moves to third. 2 outs. Steve Jeltz is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jeltz is 0-1 in the game. Jeltz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Randy Milligan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Milligan is 0-2 in the game. Milligan takes first base on ball 4. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Horn is 1-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Horn hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ripken is 2-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pecota fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Tettleton is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Tettleton takes first base on ball 4. Ripken moves to second. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hewlett is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jeltz picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Jeltz. Ripken scores. Tettleton moves to third. Hewlett moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-0, Orioles. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Finley is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Finley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops it up and throws to first, with Encarnacion covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Rene Gonzalez now playing second base. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Seitzer is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hewlett. Seitzer moves to second. Bill Pecota batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Pecota is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Pecota hits a fly ball into right field. Finley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Seitzer moves to third. 1 out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops it up and throws to first, with Mitchell covering, for the out. Seitzer scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-1, Orioles. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Tartabull is 0-for-2 in the game. Tartabull hits a line drive into left field. Orsalak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Joe Orsalak is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Orsalak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Orsalak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Anderson moves to second. Two outs. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There's a wild pitch. Anderson moves to third. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Milligan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Milligan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Perry hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Eisenreich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Pat Tabler now playing left field. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Horn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Horn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pecota fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ripken is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Horn moves to second. One out. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Tettleton is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Tettleton strikes out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hewlett is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horn scores. Hewlett moves to second. It's 10-1, Orioles. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Finley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Finley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Finley reaches second base with a double. Hewlett scores. It's 11-1, Orioles. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez takes first base on ball 4. Steve Crawford now pitching. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Anderson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Anderson is hit by the pitch. Finley moves to third. Gonzalez moves to second. Dave Gallagher pinch runs for Brady Anderson. Joe Orsilac is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Orsilac is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Orsilac hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Finley scores. Gonzalez scores. Gallagher moves to third. It's 13-1, Orioles. Mike Devereaux pinch runs for Joe Orsilac. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Milligan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 13, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Dave Gallagher now playing left field. Mike Devereaux now playing center field. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McFarlane hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Jeltz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jeltz is 0-for-2 in the game. Jeltz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mickey Weston now pitching. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Seitzer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan juggles the ball. That's an error on Milligan. Jeltz moves to second. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pecota is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Pecota hits a pop-up towards left. Gallagher catches it and throws to second to double up Jeltz. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 13, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Horn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Horn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Ripken hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Tettleton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tettleton is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crawford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 13, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. 1 out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-3 in the game. Tartabull hits a pop-up into left field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gerald Perry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Perry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Perry hits a line drive into left field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the Orioles 13, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mel Stottlemyre now pitching. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hewlett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Finley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Finley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Hewlett moves to second. One out. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hewlett moves to third. Two outs. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gallagher takes first base on ball 4. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Seitzer, and into shallow left field. Devereaux reaches second base with a double. Hewlett scores. Gallagher moves to third. It's 14-1, Orioles. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Milligan is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Milligan hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 14, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Finley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McFarlane is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. McFarlane hits a fly ball into right field. Finley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 14, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.